Paper 108, Section 2. Prerequisites of Adjuster Indwelling. Though the adjusters volunteer for service as soon as the personality forecasts have been relayed to Divinington, they are not actually assigned until the human subjects make their first moral personality decision. The first moral choice of the human child is automatically indicated in the seventh mind adjutant, and registers instantly, by way of the local universe creative spirit, over the universal mind gravity circuit of the conjoint actor, in the presence of the master spirit of super universe jurisdiction, who forthwith dispatches this intelligence to Divinington. Adjusters reach their human subjects on Urantia, on the average, just prior to the sixth birthday. In the present generation it is running 5 years, 10 months, and 4 days. That is, on the 2134th day of terrestrial life. The adjusters cannot invade the mortal mind until it has been duly prepared by the indwelling ministry of the adjutant mind spirits and encircuited in the Holy Spirit. And it requires the coordinate function of all seven adjutants to thus qualify the human mind for the reception of an adjuster. Creature mind must exhibit the worship outreach and indicate wisdom function by exhibiting the ability to choose between the emerging values of good and evil, moral choice. Thus is the stage of the human mind set for the reception of adjusters, but, as a general rule, they do not immediately appear to indwell such minds except on those worlds where the spirit of truth is functioning as a spiritual coordinator of these different spirit ministries. If this spirit of the bestowal sons is present, the adjusters unfailingly come the instant the seventh adjutant mind spirit begins to function and signalizes to the universe mother spirit that it has achieved in potential the coordination of the associated six adjutants of prior ministry to such a mortal intellect. Therefore have the divine adjusters been universally bestowed upon all normal minds of moral status on Urantia ever since the day of Pentecost. Even with a spirit of truth endowed mind, the adjusters cannot arbitrarily invade the mortal intellect prior to the appearance of moral decision. But when such a moral decision has been made, this spirit helper assumes jurisdiction direct from Divinington. There are no intermediaries or other intervening authorities or powers functioning between the divine adjusters and their human subjects. God and man are directly related. Before the times of the pouring out of the spirit of truth upon the inhabitants of an evolutionary world, the adjuster's bestowal appears to be determined by many spirit influences and personality attitudes. We do not fully comprehend the laws governing such bestowals. We do not understand just what determines the release of the adjusters who have volunteered to indwell such evolving minds. But we do observe numerous influences and conditions which appear to be associated with the arrival of the adjusters in such minds prior to the bestowal of the spirit of truth, and they are: 1. The assignment of personal seraphic guardians. If a mortal has not been previously indwelt by an adjuster, the assignment of a personal guardian brings the adjuster forthwith. There exists some very definite but unknown relation between the ministry of adjusters and the ministry of personal seraphic guardians. 2. The attainment of the third circle of intellectual achievement and spiritual attainment. I have observed adjusters arrive in mortal minds upon the conquest of the third circle even before such an accomplishment could be signalized to the local universe personalities concerned with such matters. 3. Upon the making of a supreme decision of unusual spiritual import. Such human behavior in a personal planetary crisis usually is attended by the immediate arrival of the waiting adjuster. 4. The spirit of brotherhood. Regardless of the attainment of the psychic circles and the assignment of personal guardians, in the absence of anything resembling a crisis decision, when an evolving mortal becomes dominated by the love of his fellows and consecrated to unselfish ministry to his brethren in the flesh, the waiting adjuster unvaryingly descends to indwell the mind of such a mortal minister. 5. Declaration of intention to do the will of God. We observe that many mortals on the worlds of space may be apparently in readiness to receive adjusters, and yet the monitors do not appear. We go on watching such creatures as they live from day to day, and presently they quietly, almost unconsciously, arrive at the decision to begin the pursuit of the doing of the will of the Father in heaven. And then we observe the immediate dispatch of the thought adjusters, 6. Influence of the Supreme Being. On worlds where the adjusters do not fuse with the evolving souls of the mortal inhabitants, we observe adjusters sometimes bestowed in response to influences which are wholly beyond our comprehension. We conjecture that such bestowals are determined by some cosmic reflex action originating in the Supreme Being. As to why these adjusters cannot or do not fuse with these certain types of evolving mortal minds, we do not know. Such transactions have never been revealed to us.